What if the reason your business stops growing has nothing to do with marketing and everything to do with trust? Right now, service businesses stuck between $200,000 and $800,000 in revenue are hitting a wall. And if you're in that range, this is going to feel uncomfortably familiar. The team at WeOptivize LLC has been tracking a pattern across industries, from global fashion to offshore energy to Nigerian trade policy. And the signal is impossible to ignore. The businesses winning right now aren't out-marketing anyone. They're out-trusting everyone. First, Taylor Swift got married this month, and almost nothing was shared publicly. No photos. No press release. Just one detail leaked. Her gown was Jonathan Anderson for Dior. And that single detail ignited conversation across every social platform on earth. Here's what that means for your business. The restraint was the strategy. The experience itself became the story. So ask yourself honestly, is your client experience so intentional that people feel compelled to mention it even when you're not in the room? Second, Abia State in Nigeria just partnered with the Standards Organization of Nigeria to combat counterfeit products and build export readiness. The government's conclusion? You cannot scale into new markets if your quality foundation is unstable. Sound familiar? When your client onboarding looks different every single time, when deliverables depend on who's having a good week, you're operating with counterfeit standards. Structure isn't bureaucracy. Structure is what makes your service trustworthy at volume. Third, offshore energy company CMEC Limited just signed a $70 million agreement to acquire a new vessel. Not because a client demanded it, because they strengthened their fleet before demand outpaced capacity. Most small business owners do this completely backwards. They chase the new client, the new offer, the new market, before the systems are ready. The sequence matters. Structure first. Automate next. Then scale. So here's your one action item. Before your next sales call or client meeting, open whatever you use to manage your onboarding process and ask, does this look and feel the same every single time? For every client, regardless of who's running it? If the answer is no, that's your growth ceiling. Fix the foundation before you chase the next opportunity. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.